Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're talking about the 2026 class for the induction into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. We have, Ed. We just talked to Ed. He's down in the Keys today, but he's getting inducted next year into the big or into the festivities this year later. And we just had a great conversation with him. He certified a son of a president, among other things. Introduced voodoo gas to the Cayman Islands. Nitrox is what we call it today. So let's work down our list. Our next subjects are Willie. Who do we have?
Jeff and Terry Leisher from Jack's Diving Locker. And they're coming to us from the beautiful island, the Big Island, correct? And they have a bunch of firsts, really. And they have so many things that they've done aside from establish that world-famous man-to-night dive that now everybody talks about all over the world. They've been very active in the local community. They're both nonprofit and from a sustainability standpoint. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to them and let you guys chat with them because they've got a ton of things they've got their hands in.
Well,
and
yeah.
Very worthy inductees.
Welcome to Scuba Radio, Jerry and Teff and Jeff. And I got to, what did I say, Terry and Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, one of those.
Like okay. That.
I want to go to Hawaii, though.
Jerry.
I want to go to Hawaii. I mean, you guys are living in paradise out there, obviously. But have you been there pretty much your whole lives doing this thing and sharing the love of diving or what?
More than half of our lives. I've been here 50 years.
Jeff wow. came out after graduating from college, and my parents moved me out when I was in elementary school in the 60s.
Nice. Well, that Manta night dive, I've done that. That is just like a bucket list experience. So you guys were in the beginning of that type of attraction that built up over the years or what?
Yeah.
Nice. Back in 83 when we got our first boat, like others that we've heard about today, we started with shore diving. We had a Volkswagen van. But once we got a boat, we tried diving at this place where mantas had been seen, and sure enough, it was amazing. And we'd be the only ones back in those days, but now, 100,000 people a year do it. I don't know, a lot.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, when I did it, you know, I knew about Stingray City and the Caymans before that, but I don't know. Was that even before Stingray City? Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it, but it's like Stingray City on steroids because they're giant mantas. It's insane, but it's quite an experience for sure. So that is something. But what do you think, Terry? How do you feel about being inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame? You ever see this coming in all your years in Hawaii?
No, never. Yeah. Never thought anything like this would happen. We were totally surprised and extremely honored. And thank you so much.
But we've always wanted to go to Cayman, and we're really excited.
Now you have an excuse.
Yep. Now you're getting that. Now you're getting that trip. Yeah. And you know what really attracted, I think, the board to your, because we had 35 submissions, I think, Steve, for the 26 class. I mean, these are, and every one of them are very capable and very, worthy. But I was so, and I know you're involved in some foundation work, some nonprofits. I know you do mooring systems. I know you're involved in the Ironman races there. Yep, you're all over the community. But what really caught my eye was what you did during COVID, when the whole world was shut down and dive resorts and dive shops were shuttering their doors and you know, everybody was struggling through this. I was so incredibly touched by what you did during this time. Would you talk a little about that? I know it's tooting your own horn, but it really is magnificent what you did.
Yeah, we, we were shut down. We couldn't, we weren't even allowed to go out on boats.
There were no tourists.
No visitors at all. We couldn't take even our Kama'aina Dive Club out. But anyway, try to boil it down very short. We take care of all the day use moorings up and down the coast here on the Kona coast, and commercial diving was allowed to happen. So one of our stores has a deli. It also was the only place where boats could fuel. And we're commercial divers, and we would take care of people's moorings. And we also took care of the day use moorings. So we had customers saying, can we just pay you to make sure that you guys stay in business during this? And we asked them to donate to Malama Kai Foundation, which is a foundation we helped create, so that we could buy materials and go out and maintain all our moorings while everything was shut down. So we were allowed to do that. We were allowed to take our staff. We applied for PPP1, PPP2, and then we applied for the CARES Act, which we received $640,000. And as people were starting to go back to work, but the schools weren't open, we ran our children's program, our Marine Life Ambassador program, for kindergarten through high school, and had four different tracks that we could do. Kids were coming in, we were able to feed them breakfast and lunch and snack. We were able to purchase mask, fin, snorkel from our distributors that were also struggling, and give them free mask, fins, and snorkel. And we were able to allow them to do Zoom teaching at school when they were able to do that. But we just basically put over 400 kids through our kids programs with the CARES Act, and kept them busy so they weren't latchkey kids, and that they had meals to eat.
The kids, their parents could go back to work, and yep, they were kids that probably couldn't have afforded the camps normally, and it was a hit.
Yeah.
I bet. Well, not the, all that great charitable work that you guys have done. That's just amazing. But you're in paradise too. The diving there in Kona. I mean, I was blown away when I spent like 48 hours diving the manta dive, and I saw more, giant eels than I had ever seen in my life. I saw, I've told this story on our show many times of some of the crazy encounters. I almost saw like a Godzilla kind of thing between an eel and an octopus in Kona. It was blowing my mind, but just great diving. And then one of the other highlights, I don't know, there in your neck of the woods, I don't know if this is what you guys did at your operation, but on the surface interval, they offered up donkey balls, which were chocolate-covered macadamia nuts, just to be clear. So it was a Hawaii thing, but, I remember this stuff. You remember the cool critters, the people, and all that kind of stuff in your neck of the woods, and I guess it kind of stuck on you, and you decided this is where you're going to plant roots and stay, right? And just share the love of it. Yeah.
And, for more than just the donkey balls, too.
Well, that's a draw, or, depending on your personal preference, I guess. But congratulations on being inducted into the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. And, we got a really interesting guest for the next inductee.
Yes.
Thomas Cook is his name. And this is going to be one of the most unique interviews we've had on Scuba Radio, because he can hear me, but he has to communicate with me through his sign language interpreter, Jeff. So this is going to be a unique thing. So, but I'm looking forward to it. And, we've been exchanging dialogue the entire show, because we got the YouTube going, and I understand, thumbs up, everything, it's okay. I'm feeling weird, beyond that, I don't know, but he knows a little bit more about that, and we're going to dive a little deeper into it and discuss why he is being inducted into the 2026 Scuba Diving Hall of Fame there in the Cayman Islands. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.